Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To get to picket mania, you know, Mike Tomlin's a bad coach and Matt Canada's a bad coach. That offensive line's bad. The sun was in his eyes, right? They hadn't dropped yet. There were so many reasons why it wasn't good. It's not his fault he's got tiny baby hands. From picket propaganda to, that's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that 2 hours ago.
That was good.
But it's pretty good now. But to do that, talking about the fate of the Guardians, talking about timing with Darius Garland, trade ideas, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of Fox basketball coverage of Cleveland. It's the great John Fante joins us now. What's up, buddy?
Wow, I can't believe that hockey. You guys are special. You really are.
I've never said that we are anything other than special. And that's why you're here, because you're special too, bud.
Christopher Walken is also one of my favorites. I mean, I'm an old soul, and he is in Wedding Crashers A+. I could watch that movie on loop.
All right, we all say our favorite Walken movie on the count of three, okay? One.
I just said it, but go ahead.
One,
here we go.
Two, three. Pool Hall Junkies. You guys all suck. No one wanted to play along. John, where are you, buddy?
He's still a little tired.
Where are you, John? Where are you, John?
It's Wedding Crashers for me, but again, I'm a little bit newer school with him. But
no, it's not even you, John. Movie? John, that was cold. I've defended him in an Aunt Kelly, Kenny Pickoff thing, whatever the hell that was, in the previous hour, and he left me to just die on an island. Where's my Wilson volleyball, John?
Can you really be surprised?
Where's my Wilson volleyball? No, I can't be surprised.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Catch me if you can, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, quite good.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir. Let's go here. Is it unfair to write off Kenny Pickett?
Well, I don't think it's unfair to write him off. I also think that it's unfair to expect that he's going to be, you know, something that's more than the definition of average. I mean, what are your honest you have to ask yourself first, what are the honest expectations for this guy? There's not enough subject matter to say when in 13 games in 2022, he had 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. And in 12 games in 2023, he had 6 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Last year, he had 5 games, 1 star, and obviously a backup. I mean, look, he's viewed as a backup stopgap option in this league. I wouldn't sit here and totally write him off. I think it's too early to do that right now in June, on June 17th. I think that would be a little much, because I don't think that the Browns are writing him off, because they did trade for him and made a move to get him. So I just think that if you're the Browns and you're trying to make the most out of this year, I guess I don't know like where Kenny Pickett falls in that realm. To me, I'm more curious to see if either one of these rookies has anything. And we might not find that out till like week 13 or 14, because I'm not advocating for a rookie to start week one, as we've talked about on this show. And I actually think that that's for a spring off conversation. But I think that if you're the Browns, like, if you're starting Kenny Pickett and the plan is to do that, then you're not planning on winning football games. So I'm not totally writing him off. I think that he's on this roster, you know, for the reason of where they stand as an organization, which again is not close to the top of the league. But I don't know how impactful of the four options. Like, I don't know how purposeful starting him is really going to be when it, to me, if you're starting him, his purpose is to just be this 2025 quarterback and to set you up for a top 5 pick in the 2026 draft.
John, some are calling what happened with Shedeur Sanders last week the greatest mandatory minicamp of all time.
Oh my God. Oh, come on.
It was me.
It's him. It was me.
Well, yeah, I'm going to let you throw me down twice in a segment. I'll jump on that bomb before it even goes off. So, John, what do you make of the idea that your door last week was just startling to everybody that saw?
Well, I look, mandatory minicamp parades and banners have been hung, not just by the Cleveland Browns, but by a lot of organizations in NFL history. I would say, just like with Pickett, and it might not be the popular clickbait take, but I try to tell it like it is when I'm on these segments. Like, I'm not holding my breath here. I'm glad to hear that it was more positive than negative. Like, look, I'm rooting for Shedeur Sanders. I'm rooting for him. I want to see this kid come in and prove people wrong and show that he didn't deserve to be picked in the fifth round, and he deserved to be picked in the top five, and then he deserved to get a whole lot more credit and respect on draft day than he ended up getting in a weekend that turned out to be a nightmare for him, a nightmare of a wait. And I think that's all the motivation that you need and more. Am I going to sit here and I think it's irresponsible? And really, I'm seeing this around the town. I don't know what this show is saying. I trust the two of you and do
listen
to the
mistake.
Show. Right. I've seen some discourse from people that's suggesting that, you know, he deserves an honest shot to be starting week one for the Cleveland Browns. Is it compelling? Is it buzzworthy? Is it fascinating? Sure it is. And if he really proves that he's the best of the bunch, then, you know, like, am I intrigued? Am I entertained? Of course I am. But if you're really trying to sit here and go with Shedeur Sanders beyond 2025, I don't know if it's the best idea, and I would say it is not. It is not the best in the best interest of his development and him being a quarterback for the long term to roll him out there week one this upcoming season, when I still think that you're going to have more questions than answers about your entire roster that go beyond just the quarterback position. That is my take. I don't mind if it's week five or six. I think there's a difference there, guys. I do. Others might not think that. I'd get him plenty of work in the preseason, and I would see what you've got with both rookie quarterbacks, because the fundamental point remains, guys, and I don't know if this to me is not getting talked about. If you go ahead and have Dylan Gabriel be a mammoth bust, right? Or, oh, he's not ready. Yeah, you know what? Not ready he's going to be. He's just not an NFL quarterback. Then how the heck did you pick that guy in the third round of the NFL draft? How the heck did you go out and get him when you got him? We were perplexed then. We'd be even more perplexed, and that would be them admitting, hey, we screwed up. Because when they made that pick, I thought, what on earth are we doing here? When Sanders was on the board, they could have gotten Gabriel in the fifth round. That fundamental point still sticks with me. And, you know, I know the reviews haven't exactly been rave about Dylan Gabriel, but I can't help but think about that when I'm looking at Andrew Berry and the Browns front office. But I do think we're going to see Shedeur Sanders at some point sooner than later, because if you're Andrew Berry, you're getting evaluated hard this year and you want to make it to the 2026 draft. But part of that might also be able to show that one of your draft picks actually has upside and potential going forward. So what do I make of the reviews? I'm happy to see them. Am I taking actual stock in mandatory minicamp reviews? No way. I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm not going for the bait. It's fun topics. It's nice to discuss. But I'm not going to be swayed by what happens in June.
John, if somebody said, we'll give you $10,000 if you can predict the quarterback. It was 200.
John,
earlier.
I'm going to let you know. It was 200.
No, but there's John's a big roller.
Well, we just think 200 doesn't make it. It doesn't move the needle for you. You don't get up off the couch for less than like a grand easy, right?
Well, it depends what the stakes are. I mean,
stakes are $10,000.
You did offer me $10,000. Now it would be foolish for me to go back to $200.
See,
I mean, I'm not Jose Ramirez here.
Well, yet. Now, if we, okay, $10,000 rides on it, but you have to correctly pick the one quarterback of these four quarterbacks that we're going into the training camp with, who's actually going to be here with a chance to be a starter a year to two from now. Would you, and it can't be put it on the field. It can't be put it on, you know, somebody, the number one pick next year. It's got to be Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, or Shedeur Sanders. If you pick the wrong guy, you don't get any money. You pick the right guy, you get $10,000. Right. This is very convoluted. I've really butchered this whole thing.
A year or two from now.
Yes.
You're saying a year or two from now?
Yes.
Not week one of this upcoming season.
Correctamundo.
Then it is Shedeur Sanders. Mm. It is Shedeur Sanders because of talent and because of upside and because you just don't go from what people were evaluating him as a month and a half, a month, 3 weeks away from the NFL draft to what ended up happening on draft night. You just don't. I will say that about him. I'm not a Shedeur. It's not that I'm a hater. I'm not. I just answered on his behalf. You're asking me a year or two from now that, I mean, guys, let's face it. The most intriguing part of the Browns season.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If I had to put $10,000 on something, it would be from weeks, I'm going to say 8 to 18 to see what they've got in that room. And what they've got in that room is probably not going to help them win weeks 8 to 18, but it might help them win weeks 8 to 18 the following year, or at least it's got to provide clarity on what they're going to do in the future years. So, you know, you asked me before 2 weeks ago, I want to say, who I would start week one. Who I would start week one was Joe Flacco. And I would do that because I want to find out everything that I need to know about my roster. You know, could Flacco, what's the hope? That he recreates this magic and goes back into the time machine and, you know, does something cool and interesting and compelling. Like, obviously, that's for a Browns fan is nostalgic and fun, and it's not that long ago, but it is because you got all the feels for him. Is it in the best interest of the organization long term? Of course not. Of course not. But when your quarterback play was a downright F last year, it was an utter failure last year. How could you truly evaluate the remainder of your roster when your defense was on the field for the entire game and your quarterback play was the worst in the National Football League? That's why I'm doing it week one and not just rolling out Sanders. I want to see what I've got. I want to put, you know, a professional there that I know can make enough throws that I can find out some of the weapons on the football field. So the answer is Sanders in a year or two. The answer in week one for me is different than it would be a year or two from now.
John, have you given up on the 2025 Guardians?
No, I'm not giving up on the 2025 Guardians. And I find the discourse on them to be absolutely ridiculous. This organization has made 6 postseasons over the last 9 years and made the American League Championship Series last year, made a World Series 9 years ago. That doesn't apply to this team. I know that. Have I given up on them? Absolutely not. Their offense is challenged, to say the least, and has been abysmal over the last 3 weeks especially. But to sit here on a 162-game marathon in the middle of June when, by definition, yeah, it's crowded, but it becomes uncrowded if you go on a run like the Rays have been on lately. Do I think this team's going to win 10 of 12 games out of nowhere over the next, you know, 2 weeks? No. But it's baseball, guys. The three of us know things can change quickly in this sport that runs very long. And this is still a team that does have – June was hellacious. We talked about this on your show last week, that they have to get through June to be able to survive. Obviously, the start of June has been horrid. If they lose, you know, eight of their next 10 from here, does my answer change? Because we are trending towards the deadline. And do I think they're going to be strategic and do some selling potentially at the deadline? Yeah, I do. But I do think that the discourse around the baseball team in the town from quote, fans, not all fans, but from some fans, I saw one person in particular over the weekend say that this is what's frustrating about the Guardians. Say what you want about another team in the town or this team in the town, but at least they try. The Guardians have people in that clubhouse that have given a lot to the organization, and they've got a manager who did go to the ALCS in his first year. And maybe that's a little fool's gold in year one. Maybe things regulate a little bit, or there's a bit of a regression in year two. But to punt the season away, and for people to be saying the season is over, look, there's two ways this goes. One, you find a way out of this hole, and a lot of people look dumb because they end up being okay. Or two, look, it does go downhill. Are they not afforded a rough year? It's as if they have no room for error in the town, because this stale argument that the owner, I can't fight that. Nick and Jonathan, you can't fight that. That they're a small market baseball team. If that's going to steer you away, then that's going to steer you away. But if you're going to argue that you're punting on the season, that it's same old, when for the majority of the last decade, this franchise, this organization, this team has given you far more good than bad, it is wrong to just sit here and say the season is over, it's done with, and if you're giving them the time of day, then why would you? Because they don't spend any money. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I know it's the reality of the situation, but here is the reality. They win a lot more than they lose. I believe that Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have done things mostly the right way. And to sit here and say, the season's over and I'm punting, when I know damn well some of you have been downtown for a 3-8 football team to go watch them on a Sunday, it is unfair and it's wrong to say about this baseball team. They've given you a lot more. We got to be a touch more positive at times than the doom and gloom negativity, because at the end of the day, the three teams in this town, at least right now, I still believe that two of them are in a good enough place. The baseball team has struggled. But to say the season is done or to quit on them, they've shown you far many more times that that is an unfair thing to say on June 17th.
Like Bartolo Colon threw a 99 in the ninth inning. Yeah, good to the last drop, John. Great stuff, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
I thought I gave you walk at the beginning and then Colon at the end. I guess Colon wasn't good enough. He's our people, John.
He said thank you. What else do you want from him?
That's the greatest thing. Did you hear the promo he just cut?
A compliment from Nick Wilson. My life is complete.
I'm going to send you sweat from my furrowed brow because I'm so touched by that moment of you comparing the three of us or two of the three of us or one of the somebody to Bartolo damn Colon.
Yeah. You really did him a solid there, didn't you?
We'll react to what John Fanta had to say about the Guardians and the status of your Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.